out from behind her eyes. The plane jolted again. A fireball of jet fuel came in through the emergency door on her left from outside. Her shirt was on fire. She patted it out. She could smell melting plastic, yet at the sight of the flames, the door. She was seated at the emergency exit. Still clutching tight to the scribbled note, she gripped the door's red handle with both hands and started to pull. It gave way and she slid it sideways. There was a pop. The door was still closed, but the seal was broken. 20 seconds to go. She tried to get out of her seat, but her seatbelt, it was still buckled. In a frenzy, she clawed at it. Click. She was free. Still holding the crumpled note, now damp in her sweaty fist, she put her palm to the exit door and gave it a shove. It was stuck from the fire. She gave it a kick. The door opened as a rodeo of wind whipped her black hair in every direction. Papers went flying through the cabin. A phone bounced against the ceiling. People were screaming, though she couldn't make out any of it. 14 seconds to go. Outside, the tall, snow-covered aspen trees that had looked so small were now racing at her, growing larger every second. She knew the odds. When you freefall in a light aircraft, if fate's not on your side, you don't have a chance.
Go! Get out!
A man's voice shouted. She had barely turned as the lieutenant with the triangular eyes barreled